People say to me, what's risk management really all about? So it's a lot to do with probability and statistics and a complex process that's very difficult to apply, and I disagree. I think managing risk is one of the most natural things we can do and one of the most important. And for me, risk management is essential, asking and answering six basic questions. And they are questions that everybody wants to ask, no matter what situation they are in, whether it's a personal dilemma, a project process, or some kind of organizational decision. First question is, what are we trying to do? And that really leads us into the first step of risk process, which is objective setting, understanding the scope and the context. The context and the environment within which we were having to manage risk. So what am I trying to achieve is the first question, and it's the first step of the risk process. Once we know what we were trying to achieve, the second question is, what might affect me? Are there things out there in the future which could easily hinder me achieving my goal, or maybe even help me? And that question, what might affect me, is our step into risk identification. Finding the uncertainties that matter, the future events which, if they occurred, will help or hinder us we try to achieve our goals. The third question is that not all of those things we've identified are equally important. So my third question is, which of those things that might affect me are most important? And that leads us to the step of the risk process that we call risk assessment, risk evaluation, or risk analysis, trying to prioritize those things that might affect us in two key dimensions. How likely is it to happen? And if it did happen, what effect could it have on our goals, either positive or negative? Because of course, threats in risk includes both threats and opportunities. So our first three questions are, what am I trying to achieve? What might affect me, and which are the most important ones? Then gives me a prioritized list of uncertainties that matter. Now the fourth question, what should we do about it? And this is really important, because otherwise we were just the victims of uncertainty and things might happen on our project which we weren't expecting. So now we know what the key risks are, we can design some responses. We could try on bad risks to avoid them or minimize them, or protect ourselves for good risks. We could try to maximize or exploit them, or to make ourselves more able to position ourselves to be better able to exploit them, to use them if they happen. So our fourth question, what am I trying to achieve, what might affect me, which are the important ones, and what shall I do? Then of course we have to do what we say we to do. And our fifth question is, did it work? Often we find that the actions that we plan to take into